Sheikh Aminu Dora is commander at Kano State Hizba Board, which enforces Islamic law in the state. His organization works with the group called the Voice of Widows, Divorcees and Orphans of Nigeria, or VOWAN, to find potential husbands. Dora says the process is relatively simple.
He says, any man who wants to marry any of the divorcees will have to fill out a form stating his name, age, state of origin, occupation and marital status. He will also need to state where he stays, the number of children, if any, his health status, the complexion and overall appearance of the divorcee, and reasons for wanting to marry.
The form will include a passport photo and the signature of three witnesses, one of whom must be the head of a neighborhood ward. They must attest to the applicant's good conduct and his ability to support a family. Dora says if there is a match, the board will arrange for the couple to meet each other and to discuss issues of mutual interest. If they want to go ahead and marry, they will inform marriage counselors at the board and assure them in writing that the decision was made without undue influence or duress.
He says this is because in Islam, there's no compulsion in marriage for either the man or woman.
Dora says after the board grants its approval, the couple will choose a date and place they will be married, which could include the mosque or even the Hizba board. After the marriage, Hizba board will visit their home every 3 months to find out how the couple are faring and give advice when necessary. Dora says the board is also working to set rules that make divorce difficult. For instance, if a couple has children and the husband calls for a legal end to the marriage, he may have to vacate the house and pay a large monthly alimony. Hizba and its partners, VOWAN, the Voice of Widows, Divorcees and Orphans of Nigeria, see the project as a success. But it's not the only effort sponsored by the women's group to improve the lives of Muslim women in the region. Today, VOWAN's executive director, Hajia Atini Abdullahi, is in her office along busy Maiduguri Road in Kano State's Taroni local government area. A large number of women have come to seek assistance in one form or the other.
Matsalolin mata suna da yawa. Matsalar su ta farko karancin ilimi. Matsala ta biyu
She says women have many problems, the most important of which is a lack of education. As a result, if they got divorced, they have hardly any skills to earn a living. She says women have been relegated to the background in northern Nigeria for a long time now.
Abdullahi says that's why she formed the association, which started in a mosque during the 2003 Ramadan period. Presently, it has over 800,000 registered members in Kano State. She says her group partners with the Directorate of Employment to offer skills training to the women. They can choose to learn a number of trades, including hairdressing, tailoring and knitting, interior decoration, video coverage and carpentry. Abdullahi says over 500 members have graduated from such vocational training programs and have set up their own small-scale businesses from credit facilities provided by the effort. Malama Khadija Saini is a mother of two and a divorcee. She lives in Ungwa Uku section of Taroni local government area of Kano with her children. Khadija explains how she became a member.
She says, I heard that the association is training divorcees and the less privileged, so I joined to benefit from such training.
Khadija says she registered and was trained as a hairdresser. After the training, she got a loan of 150,000 naira, about $1,000, to start a hair salon. She says the business is paying her bills and she is living comfortably, but she still wants to marry again. Atine Abdullahi says Khadija's issue and that of many other divorcees is a big concern.
Ambar aure a wulakance ana sakin sa anyhow rampant.
She says marriage seems to be neglected. Divorce is on the increase. She says men just divorce their wife or wives, leaving them with children, not worrying about how she will care for them. Divorcees are left with the burden of raising the children, are totally neglected by their ex-husbands.
Many husbands do not pay alimony. Khadija says as a result, many single parents' homes headed by divorced women barely make ends meet. She says the situation makes it hard for women to raise children, who without adequate support or parental supervision risks becoming, as she puts it, miscreants or prostitutes in an effort to survive. According to the Interpress Service, a study conducted by Kano State's Attorney General in 2006, Kano State's Justice Ministry found that over 80% of marriages in the state were not stable. The report attributed the problem in part to a failure of the couple to communicate and the failure of husbands to allow wives to finish their education. For VOA Africa, I am Isiaku Ahmed in Kano, Nigeria.